Hi, Steven. Mark. I don't know if you can hear me. Oh, you can. You're like nodding. I
I heard
love the
him.
follow-ups. Sorry for the Hello. Hi, I have a meeting right now. Okay, I'll call you when I'm done. Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, you too. Take care, Gloria. Okay, bye-bye.
How are you, guys? Good. How are you?
Yeah, just busy. You know how it goes.
I remember.
Yeah. And I messed up because I accidentally deleted the agenda.
What? I have it on the screen.
Oh, okay. Go to the screen. Yeah. Okay.
So you can also put it on your phone if you want me to show you the link.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. It's on the calendar appointment. I have it all dialed in. So
I'm not all.
You're good. So go to your internet and then do rccd.edu.
We have quorum today?
We should, yeah.
Whoops, I put cccd.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't want to host meetings if people don't show up. That's why I always bugged out.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't want to waste people's time. Time is precious nowadays, so.
Yeah, yes. Isn't it?
It is. Okay, push go.
Go, okay.
And then from here, you're going to go to these three up top, community, and then CBOC is right there. And then scroll down to upcoming meetings. Click on that. Scroll down.
Scroll down?
Yeah, go up, sorry. Agendas and minutes. Mm-hmm. Click on that. There you go, girl.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You can bookmark that like page if you want, so then in the future you have it.
Okay,
you
can turn your bookmark it. I'm not a tech.
You're good. So right here we'll bookmark you. And then click add bookmark and save. And then go back to here. Turn your phone the other way so you can see better. It should turn. Does it turn? Do you have it set where it doesn't move?
I don't know.
Oh, you do. So right here, this little button.
Oh, okay.
It locks it. But if you go, not that. If you turn it sideways, it'll get bigger.
Wonderful. Thank you
so
much.
You're good.
Yay. Isn't that great? I love how easy you make things look.
Everything needs to be digital. It needs to be easy to access wherever you're at.
Yeah.
I just bought a new computer because mine wouldn't even take any more updates. So I just got it, and one of my former techie guys is going to come over
and
transfer for me because I'm like, I will screw it up so bad.
Yeah. No, not you.
Yes, I will. It's been a long time. He's like, did you back it up? I'm like, aren't you going to do that for me?
You're
I think
so
I
funny.
Backed it up like 5 years ago. Since then?
Yeah. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay, fine.
Congratulations. When is this blessed
the baby's event? Supposed to be in coming, I guess, no, October, November?
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm going to be a grandma. Yay.
Yay.
It's going around, I feel like.
You have three? Well, good for you. Look at you.
We only have one son.
Yeah.
And they're going to probably just have one son each.
Yeah. I know. My daughter-in-law is saying, one and done. She's been, she's been so sick.
I'm getting another one.
Really? Look at you. You get the prize.
Yeah.
Grandpa of the year.
It's pretty fun because my daughter lives out of state. So
mm-hmm.
But my son lives pretty close.
Okay.
And she's under a year, so.
Oh,
she's,
yeah.
She's walking. Started talking.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
My grandson's going to be three next month. And
he's going to be three?
He's like the boss of everybody right now.
Yeah.
He's like the other day, my husband gets so excited. He gets just so excited when Benjamin's around. And so he's like, Grandpa, calm down, please.
He says
calm
that.
Down.
He says it.
Please.
They're three?
He's going to be three next month. I'm like, well, there you go, Grandpa. It's like, time out. I said, Grandpa need a time out? Yes. Grandpa needs a time out.
That's the best funny.
And then my wife would go visit him. I'm like, oh, you're going to go without me? You know?
I watch him on Mondays and every other Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our time because nobody there but him and I.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's like, and then he counts the number of sleeps until he goes to Grandma's house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how he counts. That's how he counts. Right? And he's better be three. Counts the number of sleeps.
Wow.
So
wow.
Yeah,
for the other 3 days, he goes to a neighborhood daycare, which is run by a former teacher and three other people that have teacher credentials. So he's just like in the social thing. It's wonderful.
Hey there, how are you? Renee, nice to meet you. Yeah, this is your committee members, Patricia and Monica. So
Hi.
Our new committee member.
Hi, Jessica.
Yeah,
nice to meet you, Monica.
This is Vice Chancellor Brown, and then ABC.
Same.
Vice
Chancellor Brown.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice
to meet you.
Yeah, my wife's loving it because
Yeah,
every time she sees her, she. That's what
my cousin's grandkids call her, Gigi.
Yeah. And she doesn't go to everybody's either.
So
it's pretty special.
That's neat.
We FaceTimed last night.
You FaceTimed?
Yeah, he had his Hulk hands on.
Yes,
so
what?
Hulk hands. These big green hands you can buy, you know, like the Hulk. So he was like, and I was going back, you know, and he's like, oh, you got me.
Oh, so, cute.
They're just so much fun right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they went from sleeping to getting into everything, to just having fun now.
Oh, yeah. Something to look forward to. Yay.
Yeah. Do they live close by?
Oh, yeah. They moved from, they were living in Upland area. They moved to Corona.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like 7 minutes away.
I mean, my son's like 20 minutes. He lives by Lake Matthews. So so it's not that close, but
mm-hmm.
I've managed to make it over there a couple times a week.
A lot of housing going on over there by Lake Matthews.
Hi,
Missy. I saw Dwight this morning, so I know he's coming.
Yeah.
This is our new board member, Jessica, if you want to just say hi.
Oh, there you are.
Where is she?
Okay. Hello.
Hi.
So, Jessica, where do you work at right now?
Riverside.
How are you doing?
Oh, really? The county?
Yeah.
Board department.
I
retired from RCCD.
Oh,
are you done?
Yeah.
What's faculty?
They won't get paid until September.
I was a counselor. And I had a transfer center that I was responsible for. And then at one time, I was dean of students.
We can still pay them. The budget to roll so there is
budget. I'm waiting. I'm the same way. Get it in and get it out. So
both went for administration, and I was assistant director.
Yeah, he was like, I can't send you an invoice until we have the contract
for administration. For administration.
They had hired me for criminal background.
No, and then like,
okay,
he had like a
working in the special investigation unit.
Yeah.
That
was under my division.
Okay.
Admin.
Are you in trouble?
Yeah.
I'm
going to
stay out of it.
Park in the front?
No.
I have a X3.
Fine, really good. Not any taller.
Yeah.
You're not?
No. That's wrong. Just kidding. It comes with age, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Michael, this is Jessica.
Hi.
How are you?
She's
good. Oh, boy. So who ordered all this heat?
Everybody's complaining. April, May, June, July. Why is it sitting here at 65 degrees? When's it going to warm up? And it went 65 to 100.
Yeah.
And that's what I told people. I said, as soon as someone comes, it's going to come hard.
we don't get like long periods of 75, 80, 85, you know, where it's very springy.
You
and
get days of it, not
right. Yeah. But geez, we were in Napa last week and it was like 105 every day.
In Napa? What happened to all the grapes?
Well, a week isn't going to hurt them.
Oh, wow.
But because stressed grapes make for more intense wine.
Wow, more intense. Mm.
Which for some varietals is what you're looking for.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
But it was very good. Mm-hmm. Very fun.
Very nice.
Good, how are you? Good. Good. It's nice to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, where's Renego?
Water.
Oh. With a tiny bottle. So we did we hear that from Warren?
He's not coming.
Okay.
He's out of town.
Okay.
I
saw Dwight this morning.
Dwight is supposed to be here too.
Okay. Fozzie?
No,
I saw Fozzie if I didn't ask her.
Fozzie's not a member anymore.
Hmm?
Didn't
she didn't ring the line.
Oh.
So Ava resigned and then Fozzie didn't reapply. She never responded. I texted, I emailed.
How do we not have a vacancy?
We do have a vacancy.
Oh, we do.
One.
Okay.
And Dwight's the only missing, and then Warren is not coming.
Okay, we need to get that one back out.
Yeah, I'm going to update the website too.
Okay.
That's the only one for right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. So is quorum built off the 7 or 6? I walked in and I said hi, but we had talked about
it. Okay, cool.
So is
we quorum, have quorum, but
is quorum based off 6 or 7?
6.
Okay. I like that.
I just don't know Dwight won't. I don't think he texts. Like
no, he texts.
Yeah. No, I always email him. He only gives his phone number. He never gives his cell phone. So I'm like, I can't text him.
He has one though.
He does.
He was probably freaking out when he thought he couldn't do more Mario updates, but I guess he's able to.
But he never, I feel like he has to, like, you, like, he always emails me only. Like, so it's up to you.
And he just sent an email to somebody else to copy me, so I know he's.
Yeah, he said.
Well, Mike, you're the chair. Well, and it's after three, and we have quorum.
Well, let's give him 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. We'll wait till 5 minutes.
Do you want to try and call him on your phone?
Well, if he's calling him home,
I'll just get Kathy.
Okay.
That's how landlines work.
But I thought he had a cell phone, you said. No. I feel like I never talked to him.
I feel like he does, but I feel like if he'd be like my dad, he just wouldn't answer the phone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right? I'm like, why didn't you answer my call? Well, it was in my bag. Okay, well, I'll remember that the next time I'm in a ditch. I won't call you.
Oh, his phone might be in his bag.
Yeah. It's not helpful.
I'll find a random stranger.
He thought it was funny when I said that. Like, I'm an only job. I'm not calling you.
I'm an only job.
You're not my phone a friend on emergency situations.
Phone
a
friend.
If I need a biology question, I'll call you.
There you go. You're not the emergency bypass number. So.
No.
Well, actually, I've got you at 14th on my emergency list, so if it gets really bad, I guess you're gonna call
down the phone tree. Well, it's coming up the sidewalk on the side here. The door to the culinary
was open.
Open. I told the receptionist,
thank you.
Like, oh, is that supposed to be open? She goes,
no.
I thought I didn't open it, but I looked inside, it looked like nobody was in there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yikes.
I saw that too, but
yeah.
I thought, oh, somebody must be in there. Oh, wow. But the signs do say that it's closed until, until fall term.
Yeah.
Oh, they're closed for the whole summer?
Yeah.
Well, I think that program could, because you've got built-in practice downstairs.
Yeah, they have to be running the process, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're only open during primary semester.
Gotcha.
It's a good program.
Yeah. I like being able to go down and get fries and a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Soup's usually always good. Balsamic's always good.
soup, it depends.
Sometimes they make weird soups. That doesn't mean they're not good. But sometimes they, like, creamy garlic. Creamy garlic. Creamy. That's a lot of garlic. Mm.
That's so you don't catch a cold, I guess.
I guess it's a Wolfgang Puck thing. A garlic.
And garlic potatoes at a Mediterranean restaurant for lunch today. They were very good.
I would expect, yeah.
But all right. Garlic should be the primary. Let's go ahead and start.
All right.
And we'll do the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's not.
Okay, let's, before we get started, let's go around the table and introduce everybody. I'm Mike Vall. I am the, what is my, which group am I in? Senior citizens. Yes. I am in the senior citizens group. Don't ask me how I let her talk me into that.
Hi, and I'm Dr. Monica Delgadillo. Pleased to meet you. And I don't remember what group I'm in.
The
outside
group?
The doctor group.
Okay. It was in public administration.
Yeah. Trisha Reynolds, I'm with the taxpayers representative.
Jessica Gallardo, I'm a student at RCC, a paralegal student.
Oh, oh nice. Cool.
Aaron Brown, Vice Chancellor of Business and Financial Services. I don't know what combine them. You guys can pick as you want. That's fine.
I'm Mr. Griffin, the Director of Business Services.
I'm Rebecca Goldberg, I'm the Vice Chancellor for Institutional Advancement and Economic Development for the district.
Renee?
I'm the Executive Admin to Vice Chancellor of Institutional Advancement and Economic Development. We like long titles here, so.
We do.
And I'm Christina Gass, Associate Vice Chancellor of Facilities and Planning and Development.
There's another long title.
A lot of Vice Chancellors.
Yeah, that's who we let come to these meetings.
Okay.
If it's shorter than 45 letters, you can't count.
You can't count, yeah.
Except for Dr. Esau.
Right.
Minutes?
I read over them, it's fine. Since it was a super short meeting.
We need to do action.
I'll move approval of, can I do both at once?
Separate.
Okay, I'll move approval of both the January and the April 2024 meeting minutes.
Second. On both.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Passes unanimously.
Do we do an exception for you?
Everybody said aye.
So.
And they can vote on, they're not voting on the content.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's next.
Okay. Sorry, I have it all on the left.
It's on the last. I just saw that.
Okay, so these are the this is the emergency financial update. It includes the project commitment summary report as well as the program. Capital programming is up to summary, and here to reports is Misty Griffin for the Director of Business Financial Services, which you just said. Go ahead.
Okay, so good afternoon. What we're looking at here again is a project commitment summary report, and this report summarizes any kind of activities that happened as of June 24. And the highlighted sections throughout this report reflect any kind of financial transaction changes that occurred since our last meeting. So what we have here is we have a cash on hand. We have a reduction of about $1.24 million. And this is related to the expenditures for the student center, student services welcome center project at Maria Valley College. Mm-hmm. And we also have other smaller expenditures from the report that make up the difference.
Oh, sorry.
we just move it, will pop up.
He's on a separate screen than me.
Okay. I don't have half the numbers anyways. Okay.
Sorry.
You can't scroll. You should be able to scroll page 9.
We're on the page. It's just because of
Mike.
Can you ask for comments from the public?
We didn't do public comment.
Okay.
You're right. We need to do public comment.
Okay.
It's not on the line.
So we see a change in the completed projects because we have the completion of the football field and track renovation project, and that is a change of about $620,000. And then we also have some changes in the in-progress report project, right? In-progress projects. And this is due, again, to the football field being moved from in-progress to completed. But we also have the addition of the district-wide firewall project, the district-wide firewall project that we just, for IT, that we just coordinated all. And then on the program reserve contingency, we see a decrease of about $137,000. And this is due to the district-wide firewall project budget augmentation. We went from contingency to the project budget. So overall, we see a difference between total project commitments and the contingency account of about $176,000. Those three make up that.
Can you say in progress projects 5 times real fast?
In progress reports. You first. If you could move down the page from 12. Perfect. Okay, so in addition to the changes to the Measure C funding, we also have changes to the non-Measure C funding or the other funding. And what we're seeing here on page 12 is that we see the completion of the football field project. So we see a difference here of about $1.4 million due to the completion of the football field project for Riverside. And if we scroll down to page 13, there we go, perfect. We also see the addition of about $600,000 for the district-wide firewall project under other funding. Mm-hmm. And both of these projects, again, went to the April board, the April 24 board. So that concludes my report. Are there any questions?
Thank you. Aaron, is the football, now are the stands going to be open this year?
Yes.
So did they redo part of the stands or whatever was messed up last year?
They did what, well, you want to weigh in on this?
Yeah,
go ahead.
I mean, last fall in September, the football field was open, right? There were placement on some track and turf. And there was some, refurbishment of the blanket, of the seating on home ground. That was done already and open back in October.
Late October.
So last football season, they were playing with all the stands open.
Yeah, I mean, we had
part of it.
Part of it, yes. I mean, when we opened in September, it was under construction. So we brought a couple of portables, but then I think late October, the grandstand went open.
Yeah. So when we were planning the project for the track and the football field replacement, we discovered that there was a water intrusion coming from the stadium.
Yeah.
And also that some of the seating had deteriorated. Mm. So part of the problem that we have is that we can't approach these projects with full refurbishment because it triggers ADA requirements that are it's a multi-million
fix.
Yeah.
And that's planned for a future, that's planned for the future to replace the entire stadium at some point.
Right. And the locker room.
We didn't want to trigger those additional requirements. Sure. So we just did a like for like replacement just to stop a water intrusion and repair the seating so that we can utilize it as it was used before we discussed the problems.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Misty.
She has one more report.
Oh,
yeah.
Capital.
Next one.
Page
20. Oh, there we go. Perfect. Okay. So what we have here is the capital program executive summary report. And this reflects any kind of budget changes for the period of April through June of 24. So the bottom line here is that the remaining uncommitted funds, that has been reduced by about $314,000. And this is due to the budget set up for the district-wide firewall project that we previously discussed. If you could move to page 26, please. 26. Okay, so here we're going to see any kind of non-Measure C budget changes, and of course we see some here for Riverside, and that again is due to the football field project being completed. And we see a reduction in the non-Measure C budget of about $1.4 million. And then on the next page, on 27, here we see an increase of about $600,000 for the district-wide firewall project 7. And both of those again went to the April board. And that concludes my report. But any questions?
I've noticed that you have some significant donations for some of the projects over the years. Is that through a particular fund or?
Mainly, so I think that the major donations are like the aquatics.
Aquatics, yeah.
We got $2.5 million donations, one from the county, one from the city for that project.
Oh, wow.
We've received various donations for other projects throughout the years, but I think those are the ones that I can recall from the last 20 years or so.
Wow.
That's good.
I think one other point to mention, if you could go back, I don't know, maybe page 24, keep going. That first page of this report. So if you see the last line there, remaining uncommitted funds,
mm-hmm.
you can see that there's not a lot left that's uncommitted. And
right.
Our plan is to try to get most of that committed in this fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean we're going to expend it. And your job as part of this committee is to be in place until the last dollar is spent.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually expended. But all right. Our plan is to fully commit all of those funds in this fiscal year. And we shouldn't have a problem because we have a number of different projects that we can designate those funds.
Little small ones.
Yeah, small ones.
Obviously.
Or larger ones that they can contribute to the whole project.
Yeah, that's a very small amount.
Yeah, very small. Especially construction these days is very expensive. So that amount of money doesn't go very far.
But you have to actually have spent it, not just committed it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and again, this committee stays in place until
it's all completely spent.
Even if you spend it on a project, until that project it moves to complete, because don't you have to wrap up the whole wrap up stuff?
Sure. Yeah. I'm not as familiar with that component, but well, when we get to that point, we still have a few years to go because we have a couple of large projects that will take that long to get completed.
That are underway.
Underway, yeah. Maybe not a few years, maybe a couple of years. When is the student services.
Will supposed to be done by January.
That's January. We also have
2025.
What's the student services? Which
one? Mobile.
Marina Valley. Okay.
Will we put money into this one for? Yeah, from here, right?
Yeah.
So we have another project that is going to go. That's soccer field lighting at Marina Valley, as well as parking improvements and path of travel for that same area. That's going to utilize some of this funding as well.
Yeah.
And that is probably about an 18-month project when everything gets rolling. So. Yeah, so probably a couple of years, I would say, and we'll be pretty much tapped out.
Should we do the public comment if there's any?
Or you can wait until after the reports are done, as long as we do it before the end of the meeting.
Let's do the reports.
Okay.
That way they may have a comment on the report.
Yeah, there's nobody online, but so if somebody might walk in.
Only Mark's watching.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
Okay, the next section is the emergency project updates and all that.
We have only one board report during this period. The board approved amendment to the board of trustees approved an amendment to the construction services agreement for the CW driver that's regarding the Riverside City College of Life Science Physical Science for Construction for Business and CIS. And that was approved. Yeah.
Grant only two projects, which is the life science, physical science, construction for business law, and certification and CIS. The project already completed, it was turned over to the college a month ago. And we are sort of finally filed substantial completion, and you know, now it's completely occupied. We're just working on closeout and final closeout, which will be done by the end of next month. The college also is looking for grant opening the fall, which we, you know, scheduled, but it's coming up. It's a beautiful project. I would recommend, I mean, these two buildings were built in 1967 and 68, and now really equipped with the high technology. The architect did a really fantastic job of opening a lot of windows and having a lot of daylighting and high efficiency system. And the project will achieve the goal certification.
So that was the conversion of the old life science and physical science. Those are old buildings. Yeah.
So like that.
It looks good over there.
67.
Yeah.
And it's been vacant for quite a while, 12 months.
Yeah.
Through the process. Yeah, it's quite a transformation. So kind of keep in mind in the fall, look for an invitation and then go to the grand opening.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you have one about a month ago?
We had.
Was that the STEM?
It was originally planned for that, but it didn't work out well because faculty were going to be gone. And
yeah.
Oh, then I don't feel bad. I get stuck in the desert.
Yeah, no, there'll be like a real when everybody's on campus. And...
Yeah.
The other project is Maria Valley College Student Services Renovation. That's kind of under construction. And the part is get the construction completed by end of the year, all the departments here. But it's on schedule at this point. We don't foresee any issues with that.
Good. Anybody got anything?
Good.
So annually, the report is a required component for the oversight committee. A draft is in the packet. They're basically a synopsis, a reprint of the minutes from the previous year. This will go to the board. Mike, if you want to come as the chair to do the presentation, otherwise sure. I will do it. So we'll let you know when it's going. We'll probably go in September.
Yeah, based
September.
On our structure.
So we'll get you the confirmed dates for whatever meeting it goes to. But happy to answer any questions on the annual report.
Okay. So are the meetings being held now for the board? Are they rotating around again, or are they being held here?
They're primarily here. We've had a couple of meetings rotate to the campuses.
Yeah.
I think we were going to try to do it once a year.
At least once a year.
At each
site.
Right. That's nice.
And
that's
I anticipate that'll be the committee meeting, not the full board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they are trying to start doing that again. But
that's good because people can attend and engage.
Agreed. So this item will go. We keep all the reports on the website, but this is a lawfully obligatory component of oversight committees. So if there are any questions, happy to do that, but they're there year by year.
Oh, wow.
They go all the way back. And should the district go to another bond, like we made the attempt for Measure A in 2020, should we do that again? This would be a new page. What we are going to look into, because this committee is winding down, if we had a successful one, I would look to some of you to potentially serve on two committees if that is put in front of us. So,
okay.
Are you still looking at this year?
We are in information gathering. I anticipate something in front of the board in upcoming meetings.
Because November is coming fast.
Mm-hmm. And so if we were to work it backwards based on dates that are required by law, that would be our August meeting.
I heard Dr. Isak's presentation a couple times. Very compelling. I mean, people just have to know it and they're going to go, why not?
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing in Yoruba Valley makes so much sense.
Right.
I mean, that's the main thing that makes sense. Well, fixing the football stadium is a nice thing, but building that vocational space is much, much needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, the capacity for seats in this community based on programming is significant. And right now we have one primary mechanism to do that, and those are through bonds. So we will have, it's anticipated that August 6th meeting, we'll have that item. So we would welcome any positive public comment, especially from current sitting CDOC members.
Okay. So
when we have the date and the agenda item comes out, we'll make sure you have it. But it'll happen quickly because we do 72-hour posting, not sunshining like the city does. Mm-hmm. So August 6th would be that.
That's next just morning. A couple of weeks away.
Yes.
Right.
But that's from a timing to be able to get it on a ballot. If we're going to do that, is the last date we have.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
So it'll be a quick turnaround if we're doing that.
Get your favorite kicks on.
Misty's ready to run. She's got hers on. So other than that, I do need an action item and then for the approval to move it to board. And then we can make sure, Mike, that you're there to give the presentation.
Okay. So we need a motion to approve the annual report.
Mm-hmm. Move to approve the annual report.
Thank you, Monica. In a second?
I'll second.
She can second.
She's new.
Jessica can second.
Yeah.
Is it?
We actually don't have to take action. It's just informational.
The board has to take the action.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh.
Don't take action. I like any everybody's room.
All right.
Thank you, Erin.
Doesn't hurt to take that.
Yeah.
No,
right.
It's on record. Yeah. Public comment.
Before we adjourn.
Okay. Let's do a public comment.
I don't believe there's anybody online, and there's nobody here.
Thank you for the public comment. So now is it moved to adjourn?
Yeah. The next meeting, I think, I don't know if it's on the agenda. It's October or something. We'll make sure we're still doing quarterly meetings. Mm-hmm. It is something for this group to consider as we wind down. If we want to do fewer meetings, mm-hmm. you are obligated to meet annually, mm-hmm. but outside of that, if you wanted to do fewer meetings, you could. So something, maybe for us to consider for discussion at the October meeting, mm-hmm. because Hussein's pretty soon only going to have one line on that chart.
Yeah. Probably the next meeting.
Yeah. And Misty's keep getting less and less.
Do we have to meet to and do an action item to have your meetings? Or is it something that can just be done? Because
well, no, you're just technically you're obligated to meet once a year.
So if there was no other meeting, we would just.
If the next meeting in October, we could say we'll have a meeting in
correct.
April.
Correct.
And then see if that works. If it doesn't, just go, we go twice a year. And probably by the time you have three or four of those, we'll be done.
We would just need to revise the calendar and take action on it, and then we can revise it.
So we'll put a staff item on so that we can show what the current meeting schedule is on a quarterly and what a potential proposed. Because I don't think from a staff perspective, it would cause any meaningful hardship.
Okay. Yes. We do have the audit that we'd like to present.
Right.
I think that comes at the next meeting.
Comes in.
Right.
Try to hit that meeting.
And that's in between our meetings. That's why switching might make
sense. We have three audits. We have a foundation, we have this audit, and then we have a district audit. And one of them has a different timeline. I can't remember.
I think it's a foundation.
I do. So actually, it goes to our board. This audit comes to our board in December, so probably it's usually ready to go in November. It's difficult to get it before that time period, so that's what we need to review that.
Okay,
that's one of your main responsibilities.
We could shift to maybe November, and then like the annual report is the only other one too. So mm-hmm. audit, and then we could do like two.
Yeah, just around.
Feel free to send in a hey, make sure you have this. Like if you guys have a preference, like. Feel free to email.
Absolutely.
Think about it.
Okay. Unless there is concern, we could propose that the October meeting get pushed so that it coincides with the audit.
That's
Okay, that's a good idea. Fine.
I'll confirm the timeline because we have to coordinate with our auditors on when they're going to be done and have a draft and present it. So I'll get that to you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll work and coordinate. Renee will send out some data polls and we'll look at a date either not Thanksgiving, but late November so that we have timing or early December before the board meeting.
Yeah.
Because does the board require our action first on the audit?
No.
Technically not. But
no, no. It doesn't technically, yeah. But I think it's good form for this body to look at.
So we can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
We'll work on. Do we need to take action on that, or do we can just move it?
Yep.
Okay.
We'll get back to you from the staff side.
Okay.
Then I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
There's
no
We're done.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We gotta get you a gavel.
That was for real.
Well, no, I know during the meeting, and I was like,
it's human.
I know.
Yeah, that's the girl. I saw this poor guy. He took a dump on his bicycle. It was on Magnolia. I was like,
No. And we're all. I knew this was going to be a part of territory. Thanks, Jessica.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. All right. On that 30th for lunch, and we'll have, I'll make